Now, it's just coming up to 11:30 and my guest today is Instagram influencer at Birdwatching 4 and it is Gemma Bird. Now, she's going to be talking to us today about a challenge that she's setting for one day per week. I won't tell you what it is yet, but you can find out more at hashtag Gemma's No Spend Day. So, good morning.
Hello, all right?
Lovely to talk to you. Loved all the pictures. I was having a good old nose round your Instagram.
Was you?
Yes. How many followers have you got?
I've just hit 21,500. So, yeah, it's been amazing. I've had so much support from it. We've been going under a year now. So, yeah, it's really sort of started to take shape the last couple of months with the whole money tips and hashtag money mum. I've been doing it since I started, but obviously it takes time for people to see you and to grow and for people to get involved in things.
How does it feel to get that many followers?
It feels amazing and it feels a little bit unreal as well, because when I started, I remember saying to a couple of my friends, oh, imagine if like one day I had 10,000 followers and I'd get the swipe up, you know, the swipe up link. And
yeah.
I used to go on and on about it to all my friends and they used to laugh saying, oh, you'll get it one day. But I just thought that would be like a few years. Obviously, you know, for me, it's absolutely amazing. It's amazing when you get your first 1,000 when you start something. So to just have hit 20,000 was just, yeah, I was really shocked, really, and really happy, obviously, at the same time.
Gemma's No Spend Day, that's the hashtag. So tell us about this movement, really.
Yeah, so basically, I came up with the concept, obviously, because I'm hashtag money mum, and I give general tips all the time, every day on my stories, of different money tips and ways to save money. And I thought, you know, I really feel like I want to change people's mindset, especially with the virus at the moment. I think we all need to be even more careful with our money and saving. So I sort of was just sort of sitting there doing my makeup one day and came up with this idea that how about try and get everybody involved, no matter who you are, what you do for a living, how much money you've got, everybody can get involved in this and save and put away for their futures or put away for a rainy day or a little holiday. So I've just come up with an idea that one day a week, you can do it on the weekend, but I genuinely say Monday to Friday, you spend no money at all. So you literally don't spend any money. So it's all different ways of coming up with ideas. And obviously I'm getting tagged in people's stories every day. I'm asking people to tag me and share me because it's creating awareness. And it's also fun to see what other people are doing as well. So it's things like when you go to the park and you're taking your children with you, take bottles of water on the bottom of the pram, because, well, I know myself having a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old, it's constant, oh, mummy, I need a drink, mummy, I need a snack, mummy, I need a this, mummy, I need a that. And it's just doing things like not driving somewhere and saving that bit of petrol that day. Walk to the park with your kids, take your sandwiches with you, take a bottle of water, enjoy them, you know. Start trying to do things in life that are free. Go and look at the trees and things like that with them and pick up acorns and things I used to do when I was a kid. And not meet your friends in Starbucks for a coffee and things like that. And not saying all the time, because we all enjoy doing things like that, but these things all really, really add up. And I think if we can all start valuing a £10 note and seeing how long that actually takes to earn and make, we would then start doing better with our money. I think it's changing your mindset.
Yeah. I mean, the scary thing is that not many people, I know even before COVID, have enough to even cover their mortgage. If they lost their job, they might have maybe a tiny bit of savings. Most people now have nothing. People don't put anything away. So if you do happen to lose your job, you can't pay your bills.
Which is, yeah, which is the most scary thing for people. And anybody, whoever you are, whatever job you've got, wherever you're sitting, you could lose your job. And especially, I think it's even more important if you've got a really good job, because if you lost that job and you've got these really high bills, getting another job at the moment with that higher wage that you was on is going to be even harder, you know, because you're not going to be able to cover your bills. So I think it's so important for, even if you can put, even if it's just £2-3 a week away, that rainy day money might come and you can buy your food shop and get a food for that week. It's so important. And I hear it all the time. People go, oh, it's only a tenner. Oh, it's only a couple of quid. It's only this. Like, and I've just never been in that mindset. Like, I've really valued what I've earned all my life. And I think, no, it's not only this. Like, we need to change the way we think. And I think even more so now. And as you say, it's worrying that, you know, exactly, a lot of people, most people, by the time they pay out their bills, there's very, very little left. So if we can all work together and all see from all walks of life, all doing this no spend challenge, that it's a fun way of doing things and everybody can get involved, all walks of life. So I think it brings people together as well, and it's a bit of fun.
And it is, and it's ongoing. So it isn't just 1 month of the year you're doing this for. This is ongoing, one day a week.
Thing.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing thing, one day a week. This is exactly why I'm doing it. This isn't just to, oh, it's a little challenge, we'll do it this week and then forget about it. This is something that I want people to change their mindsets on and do continuously. And I know I'm making my friends do it. I'm making big influencers do it. I'm trying to get every single person I can think of involved doing it. And trying to get everybody together, no matter what they've got, where they're from. You know, I'm telling the world about it, basically. I'm roping everybody in.
And also, it's really good for children any age to learn the value of money and getting them involved in something like this as well, that they don't have maybe their pocket money on this day and they've got to, you know, make do and try and save a little bit. So they've got some, they grow up with that mindset of putting a little bit of money aside.
Absolutely, and I do this with my little boy Brody now, and if you sort of spoke to any of my friends, they would say that, but she does. Like, we'll go to the park and he'll say things like, in fact, he said something to me the other day, this is a true example of what he said from a seven-year-old. He went, can I have an ice cream? So the first day I bought him an ice cream. And the next day he asked me for another one. I said, no, not today, it costs money. He said, it's only £2, that's what he said to me. So I said, is £2 a lot of money? He said, no. I said, is £10 a lot of money? He said, yes. So I said, so if I buy you an ice cream every single day that week, that's £10. And then he looked at me shocked. I said, that's a lot of money, Brody. It's a treat. Yeah. You can have one ice cream once a week. And I've always been like that because it doesn't matter whether I can afford it or not. I want to teach him about the value of money and raising him with respect and to understand things, that you can't just have everything you want all the time and you have to work for things and things don't just fall into your lap in life, because they don't.
No. I think sometimes as well, also Instagram and social media does play a part in that, because we look at other people's lives. And remember, nobody's life is perfect, no matter what they put online. But, you know, we do see people that are the multimillionaires that have all this stuff, and it makes all of us think, oh, well, if only I had that stuff, I'd be
that.
As happy. Yeah.
And of course, and social media does definitely play a part in that, which is another reason why I wanted to do that. And, you know, especially I think round these parts, sort of like where we're talking Brentwood, Billericay, it is showy, and everybody, it is about what people have got. And I want to change people's mindset. It doesn't matter, you know, what you do, what car you drive, we're all the same. And people need to start thinking like this and acting like this and helping each other and supporting each other and, you know, sticking together as opposed to, you know, you're only doing well in life if you've got this certain car. Well, no, you're doing well in life, actually, if you're happy. And that's just my view on things, I think.
Now, you've got some tips as well, as you said, if you go to Gemma's Instagram, which is birdwatching4.
Basically, there's highlights on there, and there's money tips, and there's money tips too, because it's getting, obviously, I'm doing more and more tips, but there's things on there like, I rent out my driveway and I earn £60 a month from that. It's things like I buy my makeup instead of going into certain shops. I buy it from certain stores online that are cheaper.
Yeah.
It's about certain foods I buy that might be a cheaper way of doing things. I mean, there's just so much on there. I mean, there's just loads and loads and loads. If you look through my highlights, you'll see there's just hundreds of things. Like, we've made money on parking things and where we go on holiday and researching this, and there's websites like Honey that give you voucher codes, and there's just a range of things, and it's for everybody. Obviously, I am a mummy and I show my daily life on there, but it is for anybody, all walks of life. We all like a tip, right? And we all like to save a few pounds, so no matter who you are.
Excellent. It's been great to talk to you. Now, as Gemma said, it's Instagram birdwatching4, the number 4, and you can find out all the tips there. And it's also hashtag Gemma's No Spend Day, and that is ongoing. So get yourself involved. Go and have a look for some tips as well. And if you do save some money, let Gemma know about it, and she might post it up on her blog for you as well.
Oh, I will do, definitely. I like to reshare everybody, so yeah, definitely.
Lovely. Great to talk to you, Gemma, and thanks for talking
today.
Cheers, then.
Thank you.
Bye.